Welcome in. Today we're building that classic jungle and old school drum and bass sub. A pure sign that feels like it's coming off a pirate radio broadcast. Loud, stable, glued to the kick, and just grindy enough to feel real. And we're doing it in Ableton Live 12 with stock devices, beginner friendly, but with a proper workflow you can reuse in every tune. Before we touch any synths, quick setup. Set your tempo somewhere between 165 and 170. I'll pick 168 BPM, because it's a sweet spot for rolling breaks. If you're working with a breakbeat sample, pick a warp mode that fits the sample. Beats mode is classic for breaks because it keeps the transients punchy, and Complex Pro can be smoother but sometimes a little softer. And give yourself headroom. While you're building, try to keep your master peaking around minus 6 dB. Subs punish clipping. Even if it sounds fine right now, it'll bite you later. Now let's make the clean sub. Create a new MIDI track and load operator. An operator, we're keeping it simple. Oscillator or goes to sign. Turn off B, C, and D, or just pull their levels down to zero. We want this to be boring on purpose. Old school weight comes from consistency. Go to the amp envelope. Set attack to zero or basically zero. For release, give it a little tail around 60 to 120 milliseconds. That tiny release is one of those beginner secrets. It helps prevent clicks without making the bass feel laggy. If you're hearing ticks later, we'll troubleshoot it. But start here. Next, kill velocity sensitivity. On a sub, you don't want random volume differences just because your MIDI note velocities are different. An operator, turn bell to 0% or very low, so the sub stays stable. At this point, if you play a low note, it should sound like a clean, pure tone. No wobble, no grit. Just a clean engine. Now let's write a classic rolling pattern. Make a 1 or 2 bar MIDI loop. Choose a key that sits well for sub. Jungle producers often live around F, F sharp, or G, because it tends to land in a good frequency area on club systems. But here's a better way to think about it. Don't pick the money note by letter name. Pick it by frequency. Drop a spectrum on your sub track for a moment. Play your root note and look for the tallest peak. A lot of the time, jungle subs feel amazing when that fundamental is around 45 to 55 Hz for big weight, or 55 to 65 Hz for something a bit tighter and clearer. If it feels weak or weird, transpose your MIDI up or down until it hits that zone. This is one of those moves that feels like cheating, because suddenly the same patch feels twice as powerful. For the rhythm, keep it simple. Start with a root on beat 1 and beat 3, and add 1 or 2 little pickup notes to give it motion. Think long notes with tiny gaps. Those gaps matter because they let the break breathe, and they make the re-entry feel like it's pushing the groove forward. If you want a concrete starting point for one bar on a 16th grid, try this kind of feel: a longer root note at the start, a short pickup just before the snare, another longer root, and then a tiny pickup right before the loop comes back around. Don't worry about making it melodic yet. We're building the foundation. Now, super important, sub timing should lock to the break's kick, not the grid. Break samples often have swing and tiny timing drift. If your bass feels like it's fighting the break, zoom in on the waveform of the break and find where the kick transient really hits. Then nudge your MIDI notes a few milliseconds earlier or later so the bass breathes with that kick. That's a huge part of the lived-in pirate tape vibe. Next, we control and protect the sub. On the sub track, add utility first. Turn bass mono on, or just set width to 0%. Sub should be mono, period. After utility, add EQ 8. We are not going to high-pass the sub by default. A lot of beginners do that and accidentally remove the very thing they're trying to make. If you truly need a safety filter, you can add a gentle high-pass around 20 Hz, but only if you see or hear rumble problems. With operator, it's usually clean. If the bass feels boxy or a little cardboard, you can do a gentle, wide dip around 180 to 250 Hz, maybe minus 2 dB, but keep it subtle. Remember, we're not designing the whole bass tone here. We're keeping the low end clean and consistent. Now comes the pirate radio trick. We split clean sub from dirty harmonics. Duplicate your sub track. Name one SUB clean and the other MID dirt. On SUB clean, keep it simple. Operator into utility mono into a Q8. Optional move, low pass it gently around 120 to 180 Hz so it's truly just the sub. This makes the mix way easier because you're basically saying, this track is responsible for weight and nothing else. On mid dirt, we do the opposite. Put EQ 8 first and high pass around 120 to 160 Hz with a steep slope. This is the rule that saves your mix. Do not distort the real sub. Distort the mid layer so you get harmonics and audibility, while the real low end stays pure. After that EQ, add saturator, set it to analog clip, drive it somewhere like 3 to 8 dB, turn on soft clip and adjust the output so you're not just making it louder, you're listening for that moment, where the bass suddenly shows up on smaller speakers, like laptops and phones, without the low end turning into mush. If you want a little motion, add auto filter after saturation, low pass it around 1 to 3 kHz, keep resonance modest, and use a tiny bit of envelope or a slow LFO. Keyword, tiny, we're not doing modern wobble bass. It's more like the transmission is shifting slightly, like the system is alive. Then put utility on MID dirt, and keep the width mostly mono, maybe 0 to 30%. Old school bass is centered and direct. Now blend the two tracks, bring SUB clean up until it feels like proper weight under your break. Then slowly raise MID dirt until you can follow the bass rhythm on smaller speakers. The best mental model is SUB is what you feel in your chest, MID is what lets you hear the bass line when the sub isn't available. Here's a quick check you can do without leaving Ableton. On your bass bus in a minute, we'll create a small speaker test, but for now just keep that idea. The mid layer must carry the rhythm. Next, we sidechain so the kick punches through. Put a compressor on SUB clean and turn on sidechain. Feed it from your kick track, or if you're using a break, from whatever track has the kick transient you want to prioritize. Set a ratio to 4 to 1. Set attack between about 2 and 10 milliseconds, so the kick click can speak. Set release around 60 to 120 milliseconds, and then adjust by feel. Lower the threshold until you see around 2 to 5 dB of gain reduction when the kick hits. But don't treat that number like a rule. Treat sidechain like groove design. If the bass feels late, shorten the release. If it feels choppy and fluttery, lengthen release or reduce the amount of gain reduction. Optionally, you can also sidechain MID dirt, often a bit more than the sub. That's a great parallel sidechain idea. Keep SUB more consistent so the weight doesn't vanish, but duck MID more so the kick and snare transients cut through clearly. Now let's add the radio station glue vibe, without wrecking the low end. Group SUB clean and MID dirt together. Call it bass bus. On the bass bus, add glue compressor. Set attack to 10 milliseconds, release to auto or around 0.3 seconds, ratio 2 to 1. You're not trying to smash it. Aim for maybe 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction at most. This is just to make the two layers feel like one bass. If you want, add a limiter after that, sealing at minus 0.8 dB, and again, do not slam it. It's just peak control. The pirate vibe is more about texture and balance than hard limiting. If you want extra transmission grime, put redux very subtly on MID dirt only. Really subtle. A tiny amount of downsample, and keep the dry slash wet low. It can add that crunchy era feel, but it's very easy to ruin your tone, so sneak up on it. And here's another option that sounds surprisingly authentic. Resample your MID dirt to audio. Solo MID dirt, freeze and flatten, or record it to a new audio track. Then you can add a touch more saturation or redux, and do tiny fades at the clip edges. Printing it makes it feel more like a committed hardware process, and it also saves CPU. Now, quick troubleshooting, because this is where beginners usually get stuck. If you hear clicks, it's usually note transitions, not the synth itself. Even with a release time, if your MIDI notes overlap, a sine wave can jump phase instantly and click. In the MIDI editor, make sure notes aren't overlapping. Make tiny gaps. For sine subs, clean transitions matter. Also, make sure your SUB clean lane has no pitch modulation, no LFO, no vibrato, no random. If you want movement, do it in MID dirt only. Stability translates better and won't smear when you do heavy break edits. Now let's make it feel like jungle in the arrangement. Here's a simple 32-bar blueprint. Bars 1 through 8, intro, filtered break, maybe a low pass slowly opening. Either no sub, or the sub very quiet. Add a couple of dubby hits or FX if you want. Bars 9 through 16, the drop, full break and bring the bass in strongly on bar 9. Keep the bass pattern simple and root heavy, so it feels like the track just locked into the system. Bars 17 through 24, variation. Remove the bass for one bar somewhere. This is a classic move and it creates instant tension. Then bring it back with a tiny rhythm change, like one extra pickup note. Bars 25 through 32, second drop. Nudge MID dirt up a couple dB while keeping SUB at the same level. That creates an energy ramp that feels like more bass, without actually overloading your low-end headroom. Add one break edit, like a quick time stretch hiccup or a reverse snare, and during that edit, simplify the bass to a held root note so the edit reads clearly. Old school power move, mute the bass for a single beat right before a snare. The snare will sound louder without touching its fader, and the bass re-entry feels like a shove. Now we check the low end properly. Put spectrum on the master or on a meters track. Use a larger block size so the low end reads smoother. Keep an eye on 40 to 80 HE, that's where the sub usually lives. For mono checks, put utility on the master temporarily and set width to zero. Toggle it on and off. If the bass disappears in mono, you've got phase or stereo issues. Usually that's because something widened the bass, or you used chorus or stereo modulation somewhere. Remember, sub in clubs is basically mono reality. And here's that quick small speaker-proof check inside live. On the bass bus, drop an audio effect rack. Make two chains. Chain A is normal. Chain B has an EQ8 with a steep high pass around 150 Hz. Map the chain selector to a macro. Now you can slash B between full range and no sub instantly. When you flip to the high pass chain, you should still be able to follow the bass rhythm from MIDI Dirt. If you can't, your mid layer needs more harmonic content, or it's too quiet, or it's filtered too dark. Let's wrap it up with the core playbook so you remember it. Operator sign gives you a stable sub, tight envelope, no velocity volume. Keep sub clean mono and simple with utility and EQ. Split into sub and MID so you can distort MID without destroying the low end. Sidechain to the kick so the break punches. And arrange with classic jungle discipline. Simple bass, strong drops, and those quick mutes and edits for energy. Mini challenge for you after this lesson. Set 168 BPM. Load a break. Build the operator sub. Write a 2-bar bass line with only 2 pitches. Split sub and MID, and make sure the MID layer is audible when you high pass at around 150 Hz. Then arrange 8 bars, 4 bars filtered break, 4 bars full break with bass. Export it. Listen on headphones and on your phone speaker. On the phone, you should still be able to read the bass rhythm. On headphones, it should feel steady, heavy, and clean. This audio version is shortened for playback.